Welcome to the New Hermetics audio program, Meeting with Your Inner Teacher. The purpose of this program is to provide you with a powerful internal resource for giving you advice on any subject, helping you to understand your internal experiences, and assisting you to remove blocks and end conflicts inside your own inner temple. This inner teacher is all-knowing, because this teacher is a representation in the ether of your own connection to cosmic consciousness. You have always had this inner teacher. It is the voice which gives you sound advice when you're troubled. You will now have access to your inner teacher anytime you're in need through the use of this program. Communications from your inner teacher may seem to come to you from your own mind, or they may seem to come from an entirely separate consciousness. You will be able to distinguish the messages of your inner teacher from the rest of your thoughts, because they will always be loving and non-critical. Your inner teacher is an excellent resource for accessing internal wisdom anytime you are in need. Your inner teacher will always be with you at all phases of your New Hermetics work, and you can always call upon your teacher in any situation. When you are working with your inner teacher to resolve a conflict with someone else, you can just tell your inner teacher about your conflict and ask your teacher to show what this person symbolizes on the inner plane for you. Your inner teacher will then show you an image or symbolic representation. It may be a being, but it will probably not resemble the person you are in conflict with. Rather, it is the archetypal energy you are projecting onto them. Then you can ask this figure or symbol if it will communicate with you. When it agrees, you can ask the figure to tell you how to get along with it most beneficially and work with you in the transformation of your life toward the positive. If the figure seems reluctant, hostile, or aggressive, just ask the figure how you can relate more positively with it. Consider any advice you receive, however strange it might appear, and thank the symbolic figure. This is an excellent tool for dissolving conflicts with other people. Your inner teacher can help you to understand the symbols and the messages that you receive from any kind of archetypal energy. You can use this program to meet your inner teacher, but once you're thoroughly familiar with your inner teacher, you can call upon this teacher anytime, whether you're on your inner temple, on the bus, or at your job. Your inner teacher will be there to help you whenever you're in need. Because this program contains powerful relaxation suggestions, you mustn't listen to it while in a moving automobile or while engaged in any activity that requires your full concentration. If at any time while you're listening to this program, a situation occurs that requires your full attention, you will return immediately to normal consciousness and be able to handle the situation calmly, alertly, and appropriately. Now, please find a quiet place to sit down and relax where you won't be disturbed for the next half hour or so. Now that you're in a totally relaxing place, I want you to allow yourself to begin relaxing, making sure your head is comfortable and supported, allowing your eyes to close, and just adjusting into a soothing and totally comfortable position. Now that you're really beginning to relax, I'd like you to take a deep breath in with me. And let it out. And take a deep breath in, and let it out, and in, and out, and in, and out, and in. And now, and continue breathing slowly, allowing yourself to become more and more relaxed with every breath that you take. And as you continue breathing and becoming more and more relaxed, I'd like you to move your attention down to your feet. Allow your toes and your feet to begin totally relaxing. And allow your calves to relax. Your thighs to relax, feeling currents of warm, soothing, relaxing energy moving through your feet and your legs. And you can allow your buttocks to relax and your groin and your lower back and your abdomen. And you can allow your chest to relax, and your upper back. And you can allow your shoulders to relax, drifting and sinking. And you can allow your arms and your hands to begin to feel relaxed. And you can feel warm, soothing currents of relaxing energy moving through your whole body. And you can allow your neck to relax, just letting go, sinking. And you can allow your jaw to relax, and your cheeks, your whole face, and your eyes, your forehead, and your scalp, until your whole body is just getting totally relaxed. You may relax more and more until you're at that perfect level of absolute relaxation. Now, you can begin to imagine a door in front of you. It is the door to your inner temple. And you may now open this door and step through into your inner temple, moving to the center of the room. It's an empty square room with colored walls. Yellow in the east in front of you, red to your right in the south, black to your left in the north, and blue behind you in the west. Above you is a starry sky, and directly above your head is a brightly shining globe of pure white radiance. And you may look up at this shining globe of white radiance above your head and experience the radiance shining down into you, filling your whole body with a shaft of white light as it descends to your feet in your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet in your inner temple, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet. And a third globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms. And you are now within a cross of light. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart, and it begins to grow and glow more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And you can look to the yellow air wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly. And you can say, knowledge. And you can look at the red fire wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly. And you can say, will. And you can look to the blue water wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at this wall, making it glow more brightly and distinctly. And you can say, daring. And you can look to the black earth wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly. And you can say, silence. Now face the yellow wall again, extending your imaginary arms to form a cross. And you can say, before me, intelligence. Behind me, understanding. To my right, creation. To my left, manifestation. Seeing your four elemental guardians appearing in their proper places. Now allow them to fade from view, knowing that they are still protecting and empowering you. And look up again at the white globe of radiance above you, and allow it to grow larger and brighter. And within it, begin to see a staircase leading down toward you. And as you look at this staircase leading down towards you, you may begin to see a figure descending the stairs in your direction. And this figure draws closer, and you can feel wisdom, love, protection, and acceptance flowing from this figure to you. And as the figure draws closer and closer, comes down out of the light in front of you in your inner temple, and you can start receiving impressions about this figure. Begin with the figure's feet, What sort of shoes is your inner teacher wearing? What sort of clothing? What is their body like? Fat, thin, short, or tall? What kind of feeling do you get from your inner teacher? Is your inner teacher active or passive? Gentle? Extroverted? Feel your inner teacher. And see this teacher before you. Ask your inner teacher to take both your hands. Allow your teacher to give love to you. Allow yourself to feel an intimate connection with your teacher. You may now ask your inner teacher for its name. You may or may not hear it, but you will eventually come to know it if it is necessary. Now, you may ask your teacher for guidance on any subject that you need to know about, or for assistance in removing any blocks or problems in your life. Allow images and insights to be exchanged between you and your teacher. If you do not understand any messages that come to you, ask for them to be clarified, and they will be. Now, thank your teacher for the advice and communication that you have received, however it may have come. And make sure that your teacher will be available to you whenever you need advice. Your teacher will assure you. Say goodbye to your teacher for now, and allow the figure to return up into the light. And I would like you to look up at the shining globe of white radiance above your head once again, and experience that radiance shining down into you, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet and your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling white appears at your feet. And another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms. And you are now within a cross of light, and in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart, and it begins to grow and glow more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And you can look to the yellow air wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you can say knowledge. And you can look to the red fire wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and say will. And you can look to the blue water wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you can say daring. And you can look to the black earth wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and say silence. Now face the yellow air wall again, extending your imaginary arms at your sides to the form of a cross. And you can say, before me, intelligence. Behind me, understanding. To my right, creation. To my left, manifestation. Seeing your four elemental guardians appearing in their proper places. and now you can allow them to fade from view, knowing that they are still protecting and empowering you. And please look up at the shining globe of white radiance above your head again, and experience that radiance shining down into you, filling your whole body with a shaft of light, descending to your feet in your inner temple. And as it reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet. And another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms. And you are now within a cross of light, and in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart, and it begins to grow and glow more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And you will return through the blue wall to your body consciousness as I count from 1 to 5. 1, getting in touch with your body and breathing. 2, becoming focused and clear. 3, knowing your success with the new hermetics is assured. 4, wiggling your fingers and toes. And 5, fully awake, relaxed, and clear. This is the end of this program. Please fast forward the tape to properly cue up the other side for your listening.